American honor killings? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In the Binghamton shooting Friday, police say the gunman was upset about losing his job and people criticizing his English. In Pittsburgh, a man who shot three cops dead as they responded to a 911 call was about to be kicked out of the house by his mom. And then, the case of James Harrison of Graham, Washington, near Tacoma. He had subscribed to a cell phone locator service so he could track his wife. And when he found her with another man, he went back home, shot all five of his children, and shot himself.
This was not a tragedy. This was a rotten murder. Too often we call these things tragedies.
Here's County Sheriff Paul Pastor. So if we can't call it a tragedy because it was too deliberate, what do we call it? Could these be our own form of honor killings? Men who need to be in control and will kill innocent people and finally themselves to stay in control. And in the case of the man who killed his children, there are even those among us who, as in an honor killing, blame the woman. From a reader in the Tacoma News Tribune, quote, "My anger in this situation is directed towards the mother. To leave her children behind to suffer the consequences for her actions, this borders on child neglect." Another comment, "She should be brought up on charges for accessory to murder. What sort of person would abandon her children with a dangerous nut, then rub his nose in it when she knows he's got the children?" Unquote. So these men were not insane. They planned their final acts. They were willing to kill rather than be shamed. What would you call it? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.